Yeah, so from that very serious situation, let's now go to the stock market, which again has fallen significantly. So the market down by 52 points today, some $16 billion wiped from the value of shares, and the All Ordinaries Index has closed at 5230.38. Let's go to Martin Lakos from Macquarie Private Wealth. And Martin, it really does seem to me right now that these falls are about the nerves from Europe and just people looking for safe havens until that vote occurs. To work out whether the UK is coming out of the European Union next Thursday. And any safe haven seems to be the one they're looking for right now.
Ross, good evening. And that's exactly what the current global financial market volatility is all about. The Brexit vote next Thursday was always going to be an event risk, but given that the polls have been showing that it's too close to call, although I note that the bookies still have a 60% chance of not exiting Europe.
I'd say, well, that's interesting, Martin, because I was just talking about the bookies here that are saying that really you put down your glasses, the federal election campaign is over because you've got, I think right now, Sportsbet have got Labor out to $5 and the coalition is in from $1.20 to $1.17. Now, they generally get it right, whereas newspaper polls in the UK, I think it was the Daily Telegraph yesterday, said they believe that the odds are in favour of the UK coming out of Europe. But the bookies have got quite a different opinion, don't they?
Yeah, and quite often the polling process is quite interesting, and particularly in a referendum such as this, that people are prepared to really promote their ideas on phone polls. So it's not necessarily a real temperature gauge, but at the end of the day, we've got five polls that are showing it is too close to call, and that's the risk that markets are currently calculating. Just to put it in perspective, for what it's worth, Ross, the Aussie market is now down 4.2% over five trading days. The sector that's been worst performed is the resources sector, down 5.6%. So it really indicates that there's been what we call a risk-off trading going on. That is, traders and investors deciding to go to cash. They're seeking safe havens. They've been buying gold, and clearly we've been seeing they've been buying bonds. As you know, the German bond market has rallied very strongly, so much so that the bond yield now on the 10-year German Bund is at 0% and went negative overnight. So there's a big support for bonds, and that really is reflective of the defensive assets. We've also seen those volatility indexes are rising. The US VIX index, which is effectively like an insurance policy for traders, that's up 50% since the beginning of this month, once again, from a pretty low level, but is certainly indicating that traders are viewing that this volatility is going to continue for a little while, certainly until we get a result on Brexit next Thursday.
I'll tell you what, isn't it one of those strange situations where if you knew the result of what will happen in that referendum next Thursday, you would know exactly where to place your bets right now, because there's going to be a sharp move one way or the other after that vote comes in. And as soon as first indications come in, you're going to see a range of different stocks in the Australian stock market and other stock markets around the world move. So if you knew the answer right now, you'd be very much in front in terms of your investment strategy.
And it may well be, Ross, that you know we're seeing quite a bit of this risk already coming out of the markets ahead of the vote. So we may not necessarily see a dramatic fall if it's a vote against.
But you might see a very big jump if they do actually stay in, as you say, as the bookies are indicating, and you'd almost know where to place your bets right now, I would have thought.
Well, you've seen a couple of stocks that have been hit pretty hard. They've got fairly large UK revenues. You know, stocks like Clydesdale Bank, that's down 5%, but Henderson's, the funds management group, down 9.5%. As an example. Westfield, although they have large revenues, they've only fallen 1.7% so far. So they've actually held up pretty well, which is quite interesting. But one way or another, I think it's just too hard at this stage to be trying to second guess what this referendum result's going to be, Ross.
Tell you what, always good to have in the program Martin Lakos, Macquarie Private Wealth, and that stock market. I think it's $70 billion in the last four trading days that the market is down. And even though, you know, you've got to go by the percentages, still a big wedge coming off the Aussie stock market.